You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make me
an instrument. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited to have another guest with us, Miss Melissa, who was here a few months back. We're glad to have her back here from Jamaica.
Melissa, how's Jamaica?
Ah, when I left, it was sunny.
What's that? Oh.
I'm not sure. I've been away for a month now.
Okay. But Jamaica compared to Florida?
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely beaches.
Yeah, Jamaica, beautiful beach.
Beautiful weather.
And beautiful weather.
It's not so hot.
Okay. The thing about Florida, 80 degrees, 90 degrees is very humid. Mm-hmm. Jamaica, 80 degrees, 90 degrees, you have the ocean breeze because Jamaica is a tropic. So
right.
So the seas around it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the beautiful, cool breeze that cool it down. Even though the temperature is high, mm-hmm. the humidity is not there. That's what I'm looking for.
It's not there. And the inland is cool at this time.
Yeah. So it's
all mostly on the coastline that you experience that humidity.
So talking about Jamaica, I want to go there. I want to go visit again. Okay.
We're continuing our teaching from last week, winning the invisible battle, our path to victory. So there is an invisible battle going on. Last week, we laid the framework for that in Daniel chapter 10 and also in Ephesians chapter 6. And this week, we're going to continue that topic as far as how to win. How do we find our path to victory? The path that is already there. The path already exists. So we just have to get on that path to victory. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Dan, hold that.
Hmm?
Because we here and our listeners need to come on the same page. And I just want a little bit of clarification. Because when we say winning the invisible battle, I don't want our listeners to become, the antenna is up. There is a battle
mm-hmm.
that is rage by our adversary.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want our listeners, I'm never going to Corinthians to prove it, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Our adversary, we're supposed to know who is our adversary, the devil,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So if we all come to that place of understanding that we have an adversary, which is the devil, and he doesn't sit around and does nothing. So we know that. So that's a fact. Number two, he's unseen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if we could see him, like, oh, I can see you all here this morning, then it will become a physical fight. Because we know he's the opposing force. He's the enemy. So we'll get rid of him. So we wouldn't have to worry anymore. But now, we can see him physically. That's why we say winning the invisible battle. So we're not teaching anything spooky here. We're just making it become real and with understanding, right?
Yes.
So our adversary, we know who is the devil. He is seeking those who he can what? Devour. Yeah. In other words, he can beat. Okay? So if he's going to devour us, there's going to be a what? A fight.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if there is a fight, somebody going to what? Win. Okay.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 reminds us, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And it used the word our, O-U-R, our,
yes.
All of us.
Yes.
The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. That means they're not of this world, but they're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So it tells us this specific place. Where do arguments arise? Where do high things exalt themselves? In our thoughts.
Yes.
In our mind. Because you could see if you're observing, the same thing could happen between two groups of people, and one group of people would address it a certain way, and another group may address it a different way.
Yeah.
Because you could return when something negative occurs, or something that perceived to be harmful or hurtful, you could ask clarifying questions. You don't have to receive it through offense. So, or then you have people who automatically right away, they're just very, upset about things, and they don't have the full even understanding, because maybe the other person didn't have any intention to hurt or harm in what they said. So you see how different people are able to handle different situations, maybe the same situation, but they're able to handle it in a different way, producing different outcome. So how is that? How is one person able to take what may be perceived as negative and cast it down and to resolve the issue right away, where another group of people, two people, may take that same conflict and escalate it till like the worst possible outcome? How is that? It takes place in our thoughts, in our mind, how we are perceiving the situation, how we are responding.
Okay, so, and you guys can chime in anytime. But looking back at, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. So we have a weapon to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And those weapons that we have to use to fight, they are not carnal. In other words, they are not physical weapon. They are not guns and knives and sticks. Those are carnal weapons. So here is telling us. So we have to know what the weapon is. And it is in God.
Mm-hmm.
So those weapons are in God for specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For what? Pulling down stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling down stronghold. Mm-hmm. And we're going to deal with it all week. How to use those weapons that is in God to pull down stronghold. If we look at Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 10, when God spoke to Jeremiah, he's specifically referring back to Ephesians. Because when we look at Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10, we can look there.
I have it.
Yes.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
Okay. So we know this verse wasn't talking about Jeremiah going to go over the in a country, physical, and go start to fight.
Mm-hmm.
That was not. Jeremiah couldn't do it. Fight a nation like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we studied last week, within the nation, there's a prince of who?
Persia.
Mm-hmm. That is sets up his jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what God is talking to us, that he set us to pull that down, to pull down those strongholds, those place of fortress that is built in your mind, like you're talking about here. And we have the word to pull it down, mm-hmm. which we will go into. Okay.
Amen and amen. So let's bring it back to modern day. We live our lives daily and things happen. And so we say, oh, such is life, which is true. But we definitely fight a force. It's a force of good and evil.
Evil, yes.
And this is how we're trying to tell you when things happen to know where the evil is coming from. It started in the Garden of Eden when the snake tempted Eve and sin came into the world. So now the Bible gave us an armor to put on, and this is how we fight it. And I want to basically say, if things are happening to you, eat the Bible, learn the Bible, let it go in your heart, because that is our only defense. There definitely is an evil force in this world. I don't have to convince you of that, but there's also good in this world, and we need to have armor so that we can survive and not turn our backs on God and to go forward. And instead of falling when evil happens, we can get the victory.
So there's spiritual war, and there is physical war. So we have a physical war going on right now. Physical war. United States and Israel is in war against Iran. That's physical war. They use bombs and missiles, all day to fight that war. Okay, that's physical war. We believe that because we can see it with our what?
Eyes.
Yes. That's it. We believe that quickly. There's no dispute on that one because we can see it with our eyes. But beloved, there's another war.
And that's what makes it so difficult because we can't see it.
Yeah.
And so we don't know how to fight it because it's not tangible.
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Just as the physical people are fighting the war.
Yeah.
They're physically fighting, but they've been trained to do it.
Uh-huh.
It's not just anybody.
And they have what? Weapons.
Weapons of warfare.
They can't just fight without mm-hmm. what?
Weapons. And they're trained to use the weapons.
Uh-huh.
And their training is longer than the battle,
yeah.
right? Their training has been in place, some for years, some for decades, depending on how long they've been enlisted in the military. So they've been trained for the battle. And a lot of times, we're not properly trained as Christians. It doesn't mean that the strategies aren't there. It doesn't mean that our weapons aren't there, but we're just not trained in how to utilize them. We're not enlisted to be able to utilize them. You know, those have to come together. They have to be enlisted and they have to be trained, because there's people who do plenty of training, but if they're not enlisted in the military, they're not going to be out there fighting. So they both have to come together. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
When this love